Hey there, welcome to Inner Impact, a podcast about taking aligned action. I'm your host, Giada Centofanti, coach and founder of Care to Impact. On this show, you will get tools, inspiration, and space to take aligned action and create a business that brings joy and positive change to your lives and the world. Hey there, welcome to Inner Impact. We've arrived at the end of season two, and what a journey it's been, right? Over the episodes, we've dug deep into what it really means to build a business and life that feel aligned. It is not about chasing success or hustling for validation, but doing the inner and outer work to spark positive change for ourselves, for others, for the whole world. So today I want to weave together a thread that's run through every conversation we had this season. Three big ideas have popped up again and again, each episode shining a different light on them. So today I want to name those ideas here and reflect on what we've unearthed, and I also want to leave you with some prompts for your own journey as usual. Let's start with one of my favorite beliefs, if you want. That is, every business, no matter the industry or niche, can be a tool for positive change. So just think back to my conversation with Amelia Thruby. Amelia reminded us in a very beautiful way that our business choices are always political. Even if we are not officially activists, every decision we make, what we refuse, what we create, how we treat clients, how we share our work, ripples outward. So you don't need to be on the front lines of climate activism or running a B Corp to make an impact. Your business, my business too, can become a microcosm of the world you want to see and contribute to the world you want to see. And then we heard echoes of this in Kate's smallest episode too. So Kate sees businesses not as machines, but as living entities evolving with us. So she spoke about the ripple effect we have when we treat our businesses and ourselves as part of an ecosystem, even in small ways, when we honor our rhythms, when we nurture relationships, or even just model an alternative to business as usual, we are planting seeds of positive change. And this thread kept showing up in various ways across every conversation, from Ellie Bowers-Johnson's view of business as a space to reweave magic, to Megan Letterman's framing of work as part of the wider natural world. So we aren't just cogs in the capitalist machine. We are co-creators, we are pollinators, we are change makers by the simple act of doing business our way. Okay, now on to the idea number two. Our well-being is the sap of positive impact. If there is one thing every guest reinforced this season, it's this: for a business to thrive and do good, the people behind it need to be well. Not just okay, but really well. That means unsticking ourselves from disempowering narratives, unlearning what doesn't serve us, and creating space for our true selves to have a say. On this note, Teresa Behan illuminated this when she shared her story of embracing sensitivity as a strength. She talked about how years of trying to fit the corporate mold left her exhausted and disconnected. Only when she started honoring as sensitive traits, her needs for deep rest, meaningful connection, and honoring her energy, did she step into her power and create a business that feels nourishing for her and her clients. Ellie touched upon the ways we burn out not just from overwork, but from internal contortion too, you know, playing a role, saying yes when we mean no, and twisting our energy in misaligned ways. But she also mentioned beautiful ways to address that, such as somatic awareness, tuning into our bodies and making space for magic and rest. And Megan brought it full circle by rooting our personal thriving in reconnection with nature, listening to our own cycles, seasons, and needs. When we are just surviving, we can't give our gifts fully. It's not selfish to want to feel good, rested, and inspired. It is necessary. The world needs our fruits, our unique gifts, if we want to create real change. And those fruits need rest and regenerating activities. And now we come to the third idea, the heart of it all. None of this transformation, neither our personal well-being nor the positive ripple we can create, happens without ongoing inner work. Each guest circled back to this. Amelia and I explored the lifelong journey of self-discovery, seeing and unlearning the system that keep us small and misaligned. Ellie called it, to quote her, reckoning with resistance. That means leaning into discomfort, making space for pause, and daring to ask the questions no one taught us to ask. Megan suggested that inner work could start out as simply as getting to know yourself, simply, quote-unquote, finding a spot, your spot in nature or your quiet rhythm, seeing what arises when you slow down. And Kate showed how self-reflection isn't just a feel-good exercise, it is a practical necessity for responding to the ever-changing landscape of business. You know, asking yourself what's really working, what's draining you, what needs to shift for you, and what needs to shift for your business to flourish. And by getting the answer to those questions, you are able to realign and recalibrate. And with Theresa, we saw how the journey inward, naming your sensitivity and reframing it as an edge, building supportive habits and learning what helps you recenter, this journey inward makes it possible not just to survive, but to lead from a place that is true and sustainable, creating ripple after ripple. Of course, the system doesn't want us to pause, reflect, compost old beliefs, breathe in the present moment, or listen to our bodies and hearts. But that's exactly why our inner work is an act of liberation and a declaration of what's possible. When I started creating this season of the podcast, I wanted to explore the idea of inner alignment from different perspectives. But recording after recording, I started seeing the real thread. And the real thread of season two is when we do the inner work to liberate ourselves, when we care for our well-being and give ourselves permission to be who we are, our businesses can help but become tools for joy and positive change. Not by scaling or crushing it or sprinting to some final destination, but by honoring our rhythms, our values, and our unique strengths and contributions. By daring to pause, by building relationships with ourselves, with our businesses, with the land, with each other. Our inner impact contributes to collective change. So now, before we part ways, I want to invite you to reflect on these questions. Where do you notice disempowering narratives popping up in your business or self-talk? What would become possible if you gave yourself permission to be well and cared for? What's one small act of inner work you're called to this week? I'm going to repeat them. Where do you notice disempowering narratives popping up in your business or self-talk? What would become possible if you gave yourself permission to be well and cared for? What's one small act of inner work you're called to this week? Well, that's it for season two. Thank you so much for listening, reflecting, and daring to spark your inner impact. As usual, you can check out the show notes, the transcripts, the prompt, the links, and everything at caretoimpact.com/podcast. Until next season, take good, gentle care and keep sparking your inner impact.